Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
So it's 2019. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Melissa Etheridge, Cardi B, Brandy, J.R. Smith, and more are already obsessed. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable and so easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at an unbeatable price. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.
Oh, wow. Rashawn McDonald. Each Money Making Conversation radio talk show is about entrepreneurship and entertainment. I provide the consumer and business owner access to celebrities, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. They in turn deliver information about career planning, motivation, financial literacy, and how they lead a balanced life. That's why I do Money Making Conversation, everybody, about that balanced life, something I failed miserably in. I'm going to ask my friends who are in studio, they're about that balanced life because I failed about it. But let me introduce them, because one on the end, he's a talker, and he actually brought a card in here with some scribble on it, and I'm scared because it sounds like he may be interviewing me. Nobody's ever come in the studio with a card now. Oh, there's writing on both sides of the card. Philanthropist, founders at Jabai Incorporated, and the creators of the International Trailblazer Awards, or an event that I attended, an event that I discovered. These are beautiful people sitting next to me. They believe in giving back to the community and helping young ladies and gentlemen that's trying to better themselves, helping people that's ready to step in their destiny. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Caesar Gators.
Gators, yes, sir.
Gators and Christy Fields.
Yes.
Welcome.
Good morning. Well, good morning. Thank you.
See,
thank
he got that radio voice already. Boy, he just already making me look bad. See, I can't stand him. I don't know why I brought him on this show. I know he's going to put his best foot forward, and he did. Whip out that voice on me. Come on one more time, Caesar.
I'm just waiting for you.
Well, tell everybody about you. Both you guys in studio. First of all, I went to the event. Let's talk about where I met you, too. It was at the International Trailblazers Award. Mm-hmm. And that event is kind of similar to what I was doing several years with the Neighborhood Awards. It's honoring the unknown and shining light on individuals who are special in the community. And it's also a fundraiser. So I'll start with you, Christy. Tell us about it.
Jabai, it came about 2008, mm-hmm. when we first opened a salon.
Yes, ma'am.
I opened a salon, and people just kept coming to us and like needed help and had situations, and it just started growing. I was like, for real? So I started feeding the homeless, and I started doing, we had a young lady who wanted to go to the inauguration. Mm-hmm. So we started trying to get funds together, and just how it all started. It's mm-hmm. just the salon was the birth, and then Jabai came about.
Okay, so now, you know, people come ask me for stuff. I kind of like look the other way. So obviously you guys didn't have blinders on.
No, I would give you the shirt off my back. My grandmother always told me, if you can give somebody something to wear to eat, give something to eat and give them somewhere to stay. And I've been doing it.
Okay,
it just came naturally.
Okay, see, tell me your story now. It's the same story?
It's basically the same except one thing. I had the blinders on in the beginning.
My man!
You know, yeah. You know, and what happened is that we had people that would come to the salon and always want to help. And I said, well, you know, we can't help everybody.
Right.
But we started taking money out of the till mm-hmm. and started helping people.
Right.
And our accountant told us, well, you know, you just can't take money out of the till because, you know, the government not going to give you a write-off for that, just taking money out of the till.
Right.
So Chris came up with the idea of starting a foundation. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, let's start a foundation. I said, what's going to be the name? And she said, well, she got to think about it and she got to pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
And my son's middle name is Jabias.
Mm-hmm.
And it came from the prayer of Jabez. And that's where she got Jabai from, which stands for just about blessing you. And we just started going out in the community blessing people, trying to get back to the community that was supporting us.
Okay, let's talk about the salon. Okay, let's talk, because my show is about entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Money Making Conversations is based on advice about small businesses, how you started. So let's talk about how the salon got started before we start talking about the giving back.
Ooh.
Because we have two people. That mm-hmm. means that decisions aren't always equal.
Mm-mm.
Somebody has a way they want that wall to look or that chair to sit or how we're going to do reservations. Let's talk about putting that business format together.
Well, my ultimate goal was to have a salon where you can come and get your hair done. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't afford to pay $65 or $55 to get their hair shampooed and set. So I wanted to have a salon where you can come and get your hair shampooed and conditioned for $10.
Let me interrupt for a minute, Rashawn. With your listeners, she about to shock the industry because they did this in North Carolina, but when she brought it to Georgia,
right.
we had a bunch of haters, and I'm going to let her tell you why.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it went from $65 to you saying
$10. $10. Okay. Every day, no appointment needed, 7 days a week. All you had to do is just walk in and mm-hmm. get your hair done. So we was like, they was like $10. I was like, everybody can't afford to get their hair done. I'm not trying to take your clients. But you have people who cannot afford to pay to get their hair done, period. I'm trying to help them.
So it wasn't even a business decision. It was more of a community decision. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you changed the game, though, right?
I changed the game. Lord knows, because I can charge $65 because I love what I do. Mm-hmm. But everybody cannot.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a step on nobody's toes. I do this because you have senior citizens on a fixed income,
mm-hmm.
$10. You have mothers who have four or five kids. You mm-hmm. can't pay $65 for every child.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible. Mm-hmm. So you got to have somewhere they can come and at least get something done and they feel good about themselves.
Okay, cool. Okay, Caesar. Okay, $65 to $10. That's $55 now.
That's $55.
Okay, where are you at in this conversation?
Okay, in the beginning, it took me a while to become a believer. And the reason, because I looked at the economics.
Right.
And then once I broke the economics down, and all my hairstylists and barbers out there, they really going to hate this part.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go buy a bottle of shampoo,
mm-hmm.
you can buy a bottle of shampoo for $25.
Right.
Out of that bottle of shampoo, you can shampoo 110 people. That's where I started. Yeah, I started breaking down the numbers.
Wow.
So 110 people for $25 bottle of shampoo. Mm-hmm. If we're doing shampoo and sets, which is what she called a roller set, mm-hmm. and charging $10, mm-hmm. and it's only costing us $25 plus some water mm-hmm. and the stylist's time, it made sense. So we got about $2 invested because it takes about 7 to 10 minutes if you're really a good roller setter
mm-hmm.
to roll the hair.
Mm-hmm.
So we got about $2.50 invested in that $10. So it made sense to me.
Okay, cool. So we know when people hear things that are unusual, you know, they go, really? Okay, now you had to deal with that part of it. The what kind of hair wash am I going to get? Is the water going to be cold? Are you using some generic detergent?
We use all professional products, straight requests since day one, Design Essential. It didn't matter
mm-hmm.
because that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And then people call like, well, do I have to shampoo my own hair? Do I need to come shampoo and condition already? We like, no, we're going to shampoo and condition and roll you up. They was like, you should. Sure? Like, yes, we had to bring our own rollers. Like, no. Send their grandmother in first to test us
right,
to
right.
see, and then they would come in. I'm like, for real?
But that first week we opened, we did about 40 people.
Uh-huh.
That second week after that, we did 600-700 women a week, every week. Yes, sir, every day.
Okay, cool. See, I love that because, you know, I'm a big ice cream guy. At Brewster's, I go there. If you take a banana to Brewster's on Thursday, you get a half-price banana split. So that's what they was thinking, you know. They got to come in with the hair wet. They got to be wet. You dive in and get it done if you're going to do it for
$10. We're going to do it from the beginning.
So let's talk about this. How big is, first of all, the name of your salon?
The salon then when we first started was Sweet 20. The salon now is the Color Bar Salon.
Okay, cool. Let's go back to that. How big was it, and how many chairs did you have in there?
5,000 square feet, and we had 20-some stylists.
20? Now, okay, and the stylists rent out the booths. Is that how it works there, or how did that work?
It was commission.
It was commission. Okay, so a lot of salons, just trying to break down how salons work. Mm-hmm. Like my brother, he has like 3 barbershops and 2 salons in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and so he rents out that mm-hmm. chair. And so that's how he generates his revenue. So at your format, how was it there?
Commission. You come in, and whatever service you render, that's how you get paid upon. You have a certain percentage of what you make.
Okay, cool. So when you went to this $10, not $65 now, Caesar. Okay, mm-hmm. Now everybody trying to get to that commission.
Right.
Okay, now they're working super hard because they got to work 6 times to get back up to 65.
No, they don't. Because let me tell you why, Rashad. She came up with a brilliant plan.
Okay, cool.
Commission plan was set up like this. When you did over $1,000 worth of revenue, right,
mm-hmm.
you got 60% of the money. So we gave you more money for doing more revenue. But here's the thing. You got to remember, she said we was doing 700 clients a week. When you paying booth rent at $65, mm-hmm. you don't have 700 people coming through your door.
Wow.
We had stylists making over $1,000 a week, every week.
Okay, so when did they start biting off your idea?
Oh, maybe a year later I had them leave, try mm-hmm. to go start the concept somewhere else, mm-hmm. then come back,
mm-hmm.
then leave again.
Mm-hmm.
But I always welcome open doors because I'm not that person.
Right, because people think it's easy.
I think it's easy.
I always tell people, you know, they can work in a bakery, they can work in a whatever event they think mm-hmm. that. But, you know, the thing I want you to expound on this, Caesar, about the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
A belief, a certain, you know, like I said, a lot of prayer involved in this. And a lot of people understand that prayer is really, to me, focused. It's also a plan. You know, a lot of things are determined when you pray. Because I always tell people when they talk about that situation, so some people understand that you always need to slow down to understand where you're going.
Exactly.
And prayer will sometimes do that for you if you pray in the right way.
And you know what's so crazy about that? When you say prayer, we play gospel music all day.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray in the morning before we open.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to have God in your life, and mm-hmm. you have to have faith. And you don't believe it, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a world of difference. And it changed the atmosphere, because you don't know what people got going on. They come in with issues. So you want them to feel comfortable and just mm-hmm. a place of relief.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rashad, I'm going to take credit for that one, because mm-hmm. it was a struggle in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to change the atmosphere of the salon, because, you know, normally when you have a normal salon, they playing all type of music. You got
Absolutely.
Videos on TV.
Absolutely.
You got the soap operas on TV.
Absolutely.
And I told Chris, I said, you know, we need to play gospel music to get into the person's spirit.
That's good.
And and that way, they fought with me for a while, but after a while, they understood. And once we started playing the gospel music, we got better clients. And it was a better atmosphere for us.
What was the age? What's the age group that comes into your? Because when you say gospel music, people think older. You know, it's what's the demo and
35 to
that's the pan rate right mm-hmm. there. They bring in their kids, they bring in their friends, mm-hmm. and so with that being said, you know, you get your hair done, mm-hmm. you get your spirit done, mm-hmm. and you walk out there with money in your pocket.
Money
I like
in your
that.
Pocket.
I like that. That's a slogan. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to be right back with more. I got my friends, the Trailblazers, the couple I met.
Hey.
Just on the slide. I just met y'all. Y'all made that impression on me. You're special. I want to have a relationship. And I'm all his. You can't do nothing for me. We're right back with more Money Making Conversations.
She can do the beat.
We can shuffle and play that scalp.
Hey, this is Rashad McDonald. I'm laughing with my this is my favorite people in Atlanta. Now we're gonna go eat somewhere, you know. We're gonna talk about it a little bit, but let me tell you who they are. Philanthropists, founders, and International Trailblazer Awards, where I saw them, and he was hosting. He's a very good host, by the way. If you want to book out a host and somebody who can talk.
I'm available.
He's available. He's available. Please back on, welcome back to Caesar and Christy. So, you know, I know you've gotten people enthralled. I know my wife is going to text me. I love her because of the fact that you're business people who made a decision, but you made a decision based on faith.
Exactly.
And so that faith has, let's talk about the International Trailblazer Awards. Now, why the word international?
Well, the reason we chose International Trailblazer Awards is because we recognize people globally, mm-hmm. not just in Atlanta, mm-hmm. not just in the United States, mm-hmm. but globally. One of our honorees was the first female prime minister of the Bahamas, Cynthia Pratt. She was one of our honorees a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And again, we wanted to make sure people knew mm-hmm. that we recognize people all over the world globally and not just in Atlanta.
Okay. How do you promote your event?
I'm glad you asked. on my little note card you was talking about, right?
There it is.
On November the 15th, mm-hmm. nominations are due. So nominations open up on August the 1st, right after the event, mm-hmm. and run all the way through November the 15th. So from August the 1st mm-hmm. to November the 15th, people can go to our website, which is www.jabyinc, which is JABYINC.com, mm-hmm. and they can pull down the information, and they can nominate people. You can send in a nomination. Mm-hmm. Anybody all over the world can send in a nomination of who they want to, mm-hmm. They want to be recognized.
Okay.
Now, on November the 15th, we get all the emails, and then our board comes together, and we vote on who we're going to recognize for the next year.
Okay, cool. So you need me to help promote that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Samantha, that's the executive producer of the show. Samantha, we got to get a business card here so we can get it on social media. So we can. I also do. I have a fan club to over 230,000 people.
Outstanding. Yeah.
Since worldwide, you know what I'm saying? I want to know, you're not domestic. You're international.
We Trailblazers. Yeah, it's international. It's an international.
So let's talk a little bit about the Trailblazer Awards, International Trailblazer Award. What are the categories that you're looking for individuals in that? And how does that break down? Because I was there because Chef Jannard Wells mm-hmm. was being honored, and he asked me to come there and present him. Okay. So was that a category, or how was that work? How did that work?
He was in the entertainment category. He got nominated in an entertainment category. We have an inspirational category. We have a justice category. We have a legend category. We have a chairman category, which mm-hmm. is picked by us.
Right.
So just realize that one year, might not be next year because we can't do you that quick because they'll be like, we was already on the show. But we're going to call you up there. We're going to call you up there and make sure that you receive one of our International Trailblazer Awards. Because the Chairman's Award is picked by us specifically
yes, sir.
For people that have helped us promote and understand our brand mm-hmm. and the International Trailblazer Award.
Okay, and your brand is what? When I say that.
Our brand is actually helping the community and recognizing people that's helping the community that don't necessarily and ordinarily get the publicity that they need. They just do it because.
We know the interesting thing about you too, is that when you're giving back and you trying to live a normal life, it's very fatiguing
mm-hmm.
because, and it's also emotionally draining because you just only can do so much.
Right.
But people ask for so much. And so how do you balance that? How do you balance that without feeling that you failed? You know, because I know that I had to create a certain lane for myself where I would tell people I only donate here. You know, I only donate for these scholarships. That shut down a lot of it. But you guys have such a giving personality. Plus, you're available in the general public. Mm-hmm. See, I'm not available. You can't find Rashawn McDonald. I'm going to hop in the car. I'm gone.
Okay. Right.
And so, but they can find you. So how does that balance work?
Well, one of the things that we do, as I stated at the event, 98 cents of every dollar that we raise, mm-hmm. that people donate, we give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is to make sure I only spend that 98 cents. Because mm-hmm. people call us all the time, and you can't help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm constantly calling Chris on the phone, telling her about somebody else that needed some help.
You said that at the event, too.
Yeah. I'm constantly calling her on the phone about people that need help and trying to reach out and give to the community. Because we don't do it for the money. So since we don't do it for the money, as long as it's sitting in the account, I'm trying to spend it. I'm trying to make sure I help somebody else, because I'm a firm believer that if you give, you're going to receive. And she can tell you over the years, our profitable business, the salon, has expanded and did well because on the other side, we're giving blessings to other people.
Wow. Talk about that, Christy.
Like you said, you know, you're not financially able to give, like give. But due to the fact, like I said, the salon, I have so many clients that come in and give, donate stuff for me to give back. Toiletries, blankets, clothes. So it's just like, it just falls in our lap. And I was like, it just happens. So it's like, God, what are you telling me? Like, so keep doing what I'm doing and make it do what it do. It's right. just, like you said, I can only say it's faith. I don't know where it's coming from. I just believe and say, God, you're going to make it happen. Next thing you know, it happens.
Right. But there's a plan to that because you're consistent about it. And so I always tell people because, you know, faith is important. But because you are consistent and you are, you know, you're charitable at heart. And there's no agenda tied to it. Like you said, when you went from 65 to 10, there was charity that drove that. But you still had a business model because he wasn't going to, Caesar's not going to do anything unless he understand how he can make money.
Exactly.
Charity stopped at the pump with him. Okay. So once he figured out that you wasn't crazy, he went, let's go on forward with this. But believe me, when you went from 65 to 10, that was some crazy talk going around.
Yes, it was. Like, you lost your mind. I'm like, it works. All I kept saying is work. And I didn't have maybe like one or two stylists at first. They was like, girl, you crazy. Ain't nobody going to do no half of no $10. I'm saying, yes. If you open the door, they will come.
Right, and it did.
It
so that started at the original location. Tell us about your new salon. The original one was 5,000. Talk about the new place.
Well, right now we downsize. Because, you know, as you know, you get burnt out. Things happen. You go through the struggles. We done been through the flood. We done been through the fire. We done had the salon actually burned down. Had to start over. So now we're starting over, and we're called the Color Bar Salon. And we're located 2100 Cantlin Road in Decatur. The cab counter is at Foundation. They take care of us and we take care of them. So we do $10 roller sets on Sundays and Wednesdays now. But still, even the other days are $20. So, and right now we just starting over rebuilding. A lot of clients are finding us that we're back open and that we got new clients coming in. So we're just starting back over.
So let me ask you about starting back over. Like, I'm going to bring up my wife. She was an optometrist. And she is an optometrist. Still licensed, though. She's going to kill me for saying she was. And so, the flood shut her office down. I mean, it was in Houston, Texas. Flood. You, if you saw a picture, you didn't even see her shop. It was that flooded. All you saw was a little top of a little 18-wheeler truck. And when she, but when she reopened, she was so concerned about staying where she previously was at. And now she realized that was a mistake, because she should have just, because she's so talented, she should have let the customers find her versus her trying to stay there so the customers could find her. So when you, in this whole rebuilding process, what ran through your mind, the selection process, where you're going to be, and how you're going to reopen?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, I know you're biting at the bit. I know. Come on, Cecil.
Okay, let me tell you something, Rashad. It's really funny because we went through a flood. The Cab County flooded our salon out. So then we moved to Memorial Drive.
Right.
We were open for 1 month. Fire. Burnt down every building but ours. Every suite but our suite burnt down. We had smoke and water damage. So we were closed for 9 months.
Wow.
9 months that our clients couldn't come to us and went to other people. We reopened 9 months later. And Chris said, you know what? I need to go back home. And she kept saying she needed to go back home, which was Cantlin Road. That's where we started at. Right. And I said, well, no, we need to stay right here. So I fought for a while for to stay right here. She went to Cantlin Road. It's people coming into Walmart, people at the Gutbusters, everywhere. Somebody, oh, them girls is back. All over the place, Rashad. I mean, it's just amazing. You go up and down Cantlin Road now, they tell them girls, them $10 girls are back.
Right.
They busting the doors down. So now I got to give her credit. She wanted to go back to Cantlin Road. She went back to Cantlin Road. That's why it's called a Color Bar over there now. And the women are busting their doors down.
Because you went to, what was the rationale behind that?
Because that's where I started at, and I knew what God had gave me then. I know he always give you better, but I knew I need to be on Cantlin Road because that's where I started at, and it was good. It was great. Life was good. I said, so if I got to start over and I had the opportunity to start over, then why not?
Well, he already sent you a couple of messages, right?
Yes, like, because I was just
more than one. If
I burn you down, okay, you need to come on back. I'm going to burn you down. No, he said, I'm going to burn around you.
Right. I'm going to give you a sign. You're going to get a flag. And it just so happens the week before school ended, I'm just riding down County Road, and I see a building with a police sign in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the man was like, I called. He was like, it's a salon there. You know, it used to be a salon there already. Uh-huh. I said, well, is it available? He said, yeah, you want to come see it? I said, I can't come right now, but I got it. I said, man, let me call this man back. I said, I can come, but let me pick my child up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back and see it. I went back. He walked me through it. I seen it. I said, I want it. This is Tuesday. On Wednesday, he called me and said, send me your LLC. I said, okay. And so on Thursday, he said, huh, here's your letter of occupancy. I said, okay, Lord, this is it.
Well, team, I got to wrap us up here. I will tell you this, Caesar. She picked up the energy in the end, man. I sparked something in her, so that means I can bring her back. She's going to come back on the show. Count the road. I want to thank you guys. You owe me some stuff, Caesar.
Okay.
In fact, let's get Caesar to call in on that deadline date. So he said he wants to call in to promote the wrap-up. We're gonna promote you. I hope I'm part of the family.
You're part of the family.
And you say you do beards, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna drop by and check her out.
Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like Rachel Hollis, David Goggins, and Mel Robbins. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post, delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, or on the go, and on any device. We'll always pick right back up where you left off. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. You can get titles from your favorite iHeart talent, such as Chelsea Handler, Danny Shapiro, Charlamagne the God, and Bobby Bones on Audible. Start listening now with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/iHeart or text iHeart to 500-500.